Because, you know, Rockets, could you not, bro? I wrote, I'm gonna see if I can find that verse.
I'm gonna find
it. It was the song Criminal. The artist, I think I told you about that one time.
The one with you and the girl? What was her name?
Yeah, her name was Monique. She was a twin, too.
Monique the twin.
Yeah, they're like something twins. Remember she invited me with to this party, private event. And there was these famous twins that they were very famous. But if you're not good looking, you can't be with them. Mm-hmm. Cool. So she invited me. Hey, whatever you want to come to this. It was a downtown, was dope. Had a good time. Models be like that. A lot of people be like that. If you ain't good looking, but you can't sex. I remember like friends of mine, Joe, used to invite me. Oh, you're the center of attention. You bring other girls to us. You trying to use me, bro.
That's how I used to be with one of my boys in New York. We went to a club one time, Webster Hall. You remember Webster Hall?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's still there?
Yeah. And at the time, I was young, bro. I was like 17, and he used to sneak me. Well, he didn't sneak me in, but he was able to get me in because he was a promoter.
Yeah.
And he was only like 19, 18 at the time.
Promoters, yeah.
And he got me in, and after a while, though, bro, because he had a fake ID. And the day we went, the security guards were different people. So they were like, let me see your ID, whatever. They was like, oh, this ID's fake, blah, 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 blah. But make a long story short, we got in. And then he said, yo, I'm going to get you guys a table because he could get the bottles, whatever. He said, go get some shorties and come back.
Yeah.
I said, you ain't say nothing but a word, bro. Yeah. I came back with two twins, bro, no lie. One for me and one for my boy, my other boy that was there. We had the bottles, we had the table. And he was like, where's my girl? I said, go out there and get you.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. You said get girls, then you say number you.
You ain't say, you say get something. Girls, trying to make the club look good.
Yeah. That was funny.
So, I guess we live.
We was live. Look at that. Live recording.
Car ride with Ronnie on the way El Talzan.
On the way to work. The question was, take away any substance away from an artist. Can an artist still be an artist? That's a big conversation, though.
So,
especially in the urban culture that they promote so much weed and all these drugs.
Yeah.
But can they still be a musician without it? A lot of them probably won't be successful now.
No.
Without these illegal substances, you know. And it's amazing how we can depend on something. So we can have an input or a plug to get something that we want. But everything in time in life is the time and effort you put into it, the commitment to it. Some people want results ASAP, but results takes time, you know?
Yeah.
You put in the work, you're going to see results.
But what you said earlier was crazy, because you said for them to put out a hit, you said, you know, give me a hit, go get high, go drunk. Go do something until you deliver a hit.
Yeah.
And that's real. I think that's real.
That's why there's a lot of, like, artists that have records, but they work independently. They're not under a label because when you're under a label, you're under somebody, you're controlled.
Yeah.
Just like for example, like Lil Wayne with the Carter Five. Yeah. You know, he didn't have control over his own music, you know.
And he was having problems for years.
And look now, Carter Five dropped successfully.
Yeah.
Making numbers, you know, Uproar Challenge.
Yeah.
Gold Plaque, you know.
Did you listen to the album?
Not the whole album. A few songs.
Yeah.
Trying to bring the old Wayne back.
Mm-hmm.
Bloody Wayne.
Not Wayne.
The Hollywood Wayne. He be saying some retarded stuff. It is what it is, though.
But he's definitely a perfect example of all those the young guys now that follow his lead, unfortunately. Like, I don't think Lil Wayne had the intention to make the future like that. Like, I guess, you know, kids just grow up, they see what they see on TV, they want to be like what they see, but they don't understand, like, the story behind it. You know what I'm saying? Because I always say to people, like, what's right for me might not be right for you.
Exactly.
What's right for you might not be right for me.
Perspective, yeah.
You know what I mean? And there was, like, a song on there, I think, on the Carter. Like, I don't know what song it was, but there was a dude saying on the hook, he was like, you were the first to get your eyes tatted, and everybody got a tat in their face. Mm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now if you don't got tat, now it's like young artists now, they got the low after their name, before their name, and they have face tattoos. So that's like a thing now.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you We don't got to fix that to I'm not accepted by society. It's not like that. You need to be accepted however you are.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. Definitely we're moving in a whole different generation with, you know.
Yeah.
What can be normal to certain people might not be normal to a different kind of people. Because, we say one nation, but we type divided into groups, you know. You got the urban, you got the country, you got the blues, the jazz, the hip hop. We all divided in groups, and, you know, we all think about all races, the black and whites, but to be honest, if we go really in depth, we're all divided because within our groups, with our ethics, with our tradition, with our culture.
Yeah.
All that stuff, it goes really in depth. It's just some things that we don't really put in mind to, because people now focus on entertainment, and entertainment is not really going to take us far.
Yeah,
it's good to go intellect and not just, you know, entertain life. Well, it's good to have fun sometimes, but life is not always fun. They don't treat you like fun.
Yeah,
it's not to get serious as time to, you know,
but it's
get
like
to work at the results.
But it's like it's sad now, though, like, the music, like, all these young kids, and, you know, the name is Little Zan, you know, like, Little Zanibar, you know what I mean? Like, they all promote pill popping, drinking, and I think it's worse than it ever been. So it's like, it's not even, like, having fun anymore. It's like, either you don't overdose.
Yeah, you're not cool.
You're not cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Do you think that this is a phase? Like, do you think that real good music is going to come back again? Like, you know, because it's like every couple of years, music changes. And I know, like, early 2000s, early 90s, late 90s, music was beautiful, bro. It was all, like, love.
Yeah, a lot of lyrics. Yeah. Lyrics is more in depth. Now people really connect. You know, it's just interesting that, as you see, the years preceding, crime rates go up, younger age group are, you know, involved in these kind of activities. You know?
Yeah.
Drugs and stuff, because, and this is younger the age, that by the time you're like, yo, you wasn't 15, you probably, mm-hmm. you know, they haven't experienced nothing like that. Now you got mm-hmm. 13 year olds, you know, younger, experiencing
super, super young.
Yeah, experiencing these things, you know, but, you know, it's all business, you know, mm-hmm. it's what sells, you know.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's sad because you could just have a fire bee and just say something mm-hmm. that don't mean nothing, and something repetitive. You have a whole bunch of sales.
You know,
because, you know, it's what the people like.
You know what really drives me crazy is that, now that I think about it, is like, these kids' lives are ruined.
Oh, yeah.
Like, ruined. Like, they gonna be nice. They not even, I don't even think their music is that good. Like, I really don't even listen to them. But what I'm trying to say is, like, they have less than a 15-minute fame.
Yeah.
And when that 5-minute fame, when it's gone, like, what are they gonna do with their lives? You know? They tied it up entirely. Their whole face. You know what I'm saying? They're doing, like, crazy amounts of drugs. Like, what? God forbid, what age these kids?
Yeah.
You know, how long are they going to live? And what are they going to do with themselves? Like, I don't know if they're going to school. Unless they're not entrepreneurs, or, like, making a business, coming up with a label or something. Like, some way to make money. Like, investing with what they have now. Because if they don't invest what they're getting right now.
No, yeah, definitely.
It's over.
Like, this artist, I think, Bodak, I think? No.
Bodak Yellow? Kodak Yellow.
No,
right?
Not that one. There's another one.
Bodak? I think I know who you're talking about. I'm not sure.
He was in a couple radio stations, drinking a whole bunch of lean with slur and stuff. And I changed his name to, I already forgot the name of the artist. He's an upcoming. But the point of that message, he started realizing, you know, that, you know, he's giving a bad image mm-hmm. to society, especially as a celebrity, or as a, you know, somebody who has a mainstream followers.
Yeah.
Your voice for a whole lot of people, you know, especially you need to put out an image that, you know, inspires other, not to cause, destroy, and harm each other's lives, you know.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And that's why we should have that motive in the world, that we should inspire others and change others the way, you know, our integrity, the way our decision making, you
yeah.
know, especially, you know, celebrities have a mainstream of followers, you know, and
yeah.
they use that platform, you know, to identify themselves and connect to the world that maybe a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah.
But just put out a positive message for those who need to hear it, and those that haven't heard it needs to hear it now.
Yeah. All right, Ronnie.
Talk to you.
We ready to do Tarzan.
In the building.
Episode 1, Car Ride with Ronnie, Tarzan.
What to come.
El Presidente.
Honor boys, I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Yeah.
All right. See you later, bro.
See you. Because, you know, broke is, could you not, bro? I broke. I'm going to see if I can find that verse. It was the song Criminal. The artist, I think I told you about that one time.
The one where you and the girl? What was her name?
Yeah, her name was Monique. She was a twin, too.
Monique the twin.
Something twins. Remember she invited me with to this party, private event. And there was these famous twins that are there, very, very famous. But if you're not good looking, you can't be with them. Mm-hmm. Cool. So she invited me, hey, whatever you want to come to this. It was a downtown, it was dope. Had a good time. Models be like that. Model people be like that. If you ain't good looking, but you can't sex. I remember like friends of mine, Joe, used to invite me, oh, you're the center of attention. You bring other girls to us. Trying to use me, bro.
Trying to. That's how I used to be with one of my boys in New York. We went to a club one time, Webster Hall. You remember Webster Hall?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's still there?
Yeah. And at the time, I was young, bro. I was like 17, and he used to sneak me. Well, he didn't sneak me in, but he was able to get me in because he was a promoter.
Yeah.
And he was only like 19, 18 at the time.
Promoters, yeah.
And he got me in. And after a while, though, bro, because he had a fake ID. And the day we went, the security guards were different people. So they were like, let me see your ID, whatever. They was like, oh, this ID's fake, blah, 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 blah. But make a long story short, we got in. And then he said, yo, I'm going to get you guys a table because he could get the bottles, whatever. He said, go get some shorties and come back.
Yeah.
I said, you ain't say nothing but a word, bro. Yeah. I came back with two twins, bro. No lie. One for me and one for my boy, my other boy that was there. We had the bottles, we had the table, and he was like, where's my girl? I said, go out there and get you.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. You said, get girls, then you said, I'm with you.
You ain't say, you said, get something.
Girls.
Trying to make the club look good.
Yeah. That was funny.
So, I guess we live.
We was live, look at that, live recording.
Car ride with Ronnie on the way, El Talzan.
On the way to work, the question was, take away any substance away from an artist. Can an artist still be an artist? That's a big conversation, though.
So,
especially in the urban culture that they promote so much weed and all these drugs.
Yeah.
But can they still be a musician without it? A lot of them probably won't be successful now.
No.
Without these illegal substances, you know. And it's amazing how we can depend on something. So we can have an input or a plug to get something that we want. But everything in time in life is the time and effort you put into it, the commitment to it. Some people want results ASAP, but results takes time, you know.
Yeah.
You put in the work, you're going to see results.
But what you said earlier was crazy, because you said for them to put out a hit, you said, you know, give me a hit, go get high, go get drunk, go do something and until you deliver a hit. And that's real. I think that's real.
That's why there's a lot of like artists that have records, but they work independently. They're not under a label, because when you're under a label, you're under somebody. You're controlled.
Yeah.
Just like for example, like Lil Wayne with the Carter Five. Yeah. You know, he didn't have control over his own music. You know.
And he was having problems for years.
And look now, Carter Five dropped successfully.
Yeah.
Making numbers, you know. Yep. Uproar Challenge.
Yeah.
Gold Plaque, you know.
Did you listen to the album?
Not the whole album, no. A few songs.
Yeah.
I'm trying to bring the old Wayne back.
Mm-hmm.
The Bloody Wayne.
Yeah,
not the Hollywood Wayne. He be saying some retarded stuff, maybe. It is what it is, though.
But he's definitely a perfect example of all those the young guys now that follow his lead, unfortunately. Like, I don't think Lil Wayne had the intention to make the future like that. Like, I guess, you know, kids just grow up, they see what they see on TV, they want to be like what they see, but they don't understand like the story behind it. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Because I always say to people, like, what's right for me might not be right for you.
Exactly.
What's right for you might not be right for me.
Perspective, yeah.
You know what I mean? And there was like a song on there, I think on the Carter, like I don't know what song it was, but there was a dude saying on the hook, he was like, you were the first to get your eyes tatted and everybody got a tat in their face. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you don't got tattoos, now it's like young artists now, they got the low after their name, before their name, and they have face tattoos. So that's like a thing now.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you We don't got to fix that to a, I'm not accepted by society. It's not like that. You know? Yeah. You need to be accepted however you are. You know?
Yeah.
So that's what it is. But, you know, definitely we're moving in a whole different generation. With, you know,
yeah.
What can be normal to certain people might not be normal to a different kind of people. Because, you know, we're... No, we say one nation, but we type divided into groups. You know, you got the urban, you got the country, you got the blues, the jazz, the hip hop. We all divided in groups, and you know, we all think about all races, the black and whites. But to be honest, if we go really in depth, we all divided because within our groups, with our ethics, with our tradition, with our culture,
yeah,
all that stuff. It goes really in depth. And just some things that we don't really put in mind to because people now focus on entertainment. Entertainment is not really going to take us far.
Yeah.
It's good to go intellect and not just, you know, entertain life. Well, it's good to have fun sometimes, but life is not always fun. They don't treat you like fun.
Yeah.
It's not to get serious as time to, you know.
But it's
get
like,
to work at the results.
But it's like, it's sad now, though, like the music, like all these young kids and, you know, the name is Little Zan, you know, like Little Zanibar. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They all promote pill popping, drinking, and I think it's worse than it ever been. So it's like, it's not even like having fun anymore. It's like either you don't overdose.
Yeah, you're not cool.
You're not cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Do you think that this is a phase? Like, do you think that real good music is going to come back again? Like, you know, because every couple years, music changes. And I know, like, early 2000s, early 90s, late 90s, music was beautiful, bro. It was all, like, love.
Yeah, it's a lot of lyrics. Yeah. Lyrics is more in depth. Now people really connect. You know, it's just interesting that, as you see, the years preceding, crime rates go up, younger age group are, you know, involved in these kind of activities. You know,
yeah.
Drugs and stuff, because... And this is younger the age that by the time you're like, yo, you wasn't 15, you probably, you know, they haven't experienced nothing like that. Now you got 13-year-olds, you know, younger, experiencing.
Super, super young.
Yeah, experiencing these things, you know. But, you know, it's all business, you know. It's what sells, you know.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's sad because you could just have a fire bee and just say something that don't mean nothing. It's something repetitive. You have a whole bunch of sales. Because, you know, it's what the people like.
You know what really drives me crazy is that, now that I think about it, is like these kids' lives are ruined.
Oh, yeah.
Like, ruined. Like, they gonna be nice. They're not even nice. I don't even think their music is that good. Like, I really don't even listen to them. But what I'm trying to say is, like, they have less than a 15-minute fame.
Yeah.
And when that 5-minute fame, when it's gone, like, what are they gonna do with their lives? You know? They're tied it up entirely, their whole face. You know what I'm saying? They're doing, like, crazy amounts of drugs. Like, what? God forbid, what age these kids...
Yeah.
You know, how long are they going to live? And what are they going to do with themselves? Like, I don't know if they're going to school. Unless they're not entrepreneurs or, like, making a business, coming up with a label or something. Like, some way to make money. Like, investing with what they have now. Because if they don't invest what they're getting right now...
No, yeah, definitely.
It's over.
Like, this artist, I think, Bodak, I think? No.
Bodak Yellow? Kodak Yellow.
No,
right?
Not that one. There's another one.
Bodak? I think I know who you're talking about. I'm not sure.
He was in a couple radio stations, drinking a whole bunch of lean with slur and stuff. Now he changed his name to... I already forgot the name of the artist. He's an upcoming. But the point of that message, he started realizing, you know, that, you know, he's giving a bad image to society, especially as a celebrity or as a, you know, somebody who has a mainstream followers.
Yeah.
Your voice for a whole lot of people, you know, especially you need to put out an image that, you know, inspires other, not to cause, destroy, and harm each other's lives, you know.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And that's why we should have that motive in the world, that we should inspire others and change others the way, you know, our integrity, the way our decision making, you know, especially, you know, celebrities have a mainstream of followers, you know, and they use that platform, you know, to identify themselves and connect to the world that maybe a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah.
But just put out a positive message for those who need to hear it, and those that haven't heard it needs to hear it now.
Yeah. All right, Ronnie.
We'll talk to you.
We ready to do Tarzan.
In the building.
Episode 1, Car Ride with Ronnie, Tarzan.
It's about to come. Continue.
El Presidente.
Honorable, I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Yeah.
All right. See you later, bro.
See you, yeah. Because, you know, bro, because could you not, bro? I wrote, I'm going to see if I can find that verse.
I'm going to
find it. It was the song Criminal. The artist, I think I told you about that one time.
The one where you and the girl? What was her name?
Yeah, her name was Monique. She was a twin, too.
Monique the twin.
Something twins. Remember she invited me with to this party, private event. And there was these famous twins that are there, we were famous, but if you're not good looking, you can't be with them.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So she invited me, hey, whatever you wanna come to this. It was a downtown, it was dope, had a good time. Models be like that, model people be like that. If you ain't good looking, but you can't sex. I remember like friends of mine, yo, used to invite me, oh, you're the center of attention. You bring other girls to us.
Mm.
You trying to use me, bro.
Trying to. That's how I used to be with one of my boys in New York. We went to a club one time, Webster Hall. You remember Webster Hall?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's still there?
Yeah. And at the time, I was young, bro. I was like 17, and he used to sneak me. Well, he didn't sneak me in, but he was able to get me in because he was a promoter.
Yeah.
And he was only like 19, 18 at
young
the time.
Promoters, yeah.
And he got me in. And after a while, though, bro, because he had a fake ID. And the day we went, the security guards were different people. So they were like, let me see your ID, whatever. They was like, oh, this ID's fake, blah, 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 blah. But make a long story short, we got in. And then he said, yo, I'm going to get you guys a table because he could get the bottles, whatever. He said, go get some shorties and come back.
Yeah.
I said, you ain't say nothing but a word, bro. Yeah. I came back with two twins, bro. No lie. One for me and one for my boy, my other boy that was there. We had the bottles, we had the table, and he was like, where's my girl? I said, go out there and get you.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. You said, get girls, then you said, I'm with you.
You ain't say, get something.
Girls.
Trying to make the club look good.
Yeah. That was funny.
So, I guess we live.
We was live. Look at that. Live recording.
Car ride with Ronnie on the way, El Talzan.
On the way to work, the question was, take away any substance away from an artist. Can an artist still be an artist? That's a big conversation, though.
So,
especially in the urban culture that they promote so much weed and all these drugs.
Yeah.
But can they still be a musician without it? A lot of them probably won't be successful now.
No.
Without these illegal substances, you know. And it's amazing how we can depend on something. So
mm-hmm.
we can have an input or a plug to get something that we want. But everything in time in life is the time and effort you put into it, the commitment to it. Some people want results ASAP, but results takes time, you know.
Yeah.
You put in the work, you're going to see results.
But what you said earlier was crazy, because you said for them to put out a hit, you said, you know, give me a hit, go get high, go get drunk, go do something and until you deliver a hit.
Yeah.
And that's real. I think that's real.
That's why there's a lot of, like, artists that have records, but they work independently. They're not under a label, because when you're under a label, you're under somebody, you're controlled.
Yeah.
Just like, for example, like Lil Wayne with the Carter Five.
Yeah.
You know, he had control over his own music, you know?
And he was having problems for years.
And look, now, Carter Five dropped successfully.
Yeah.
Making numbers, you know, Uproar Challenge.
Yeah.
Gold Plaque, you know.
Did you listen to the album?
Not the whole album, no. A few songs.
Yeah.
Trying to bring the old Wayne back.
Mm-hmm.
The Bloody Wayne.
Yeah,
not the Hollywood Wayne. He be saying some retarded stuff. It is what it is, though.
But he's definitely a perfect example of all those the young guys now that follow his lead, unfortunately. Like, I don't think Lil Wayne had the intention to make the future like that. Like, I guess, you know, kids just grow up, they see what they see on TV, they want to be like what they see, but they don't understand, like, the story behind it. You know what I'm saying? Because I always say to people, like, what's right for me might not be right for you.
Exactly.
What's right for you might not be right for me.
Perspective, yeah.
You know what I mean? And there was, like, a song on there, I think on the Carter, like, I don't know what song it was, but there was the dude saying on the hook, he was like, you were the first to get your eyes tatted, and everybody got a tat in their face.
Mm.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and if you don't got tattoos, now it's like young artists now, they got the low after their name, before their name, and they have face tattoos. So that's like a thing now.
Yeah.
Same thing. Okay, so if you If I don't got fixed yet to I'm not accepted by society, it's not like that. You know? Yeah. People need to be accepted however you are.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You know, definitely we're moving in a whole different generation with, you know.
Yeah.
What can be normal to certain people might not be normal to a different kind of people. Because, you know, we say one nation, but we type divided into groups, you know. You got the urban, you got the country, you got the blue, the jazz, the hip hop. We all divided in groups, and you know, we all think about all races, the black and whites, but to be honest, if we go really in depth, we're all divided because within our groups, with our ethics, with our tradition, with our culture,
yeah,
all that stuff. It goes really in depth. And just some things that we don't really put in mind to because people now focus on entertainment, and entertainment is not really going to take us far.
Yeah.
It's good to go intellect. I just, you know, entertain life. Well, it's good to have fun sometimes, but life is not always fun. They don't treat you like fun.
Yeah.
It's not to get serious, it's time to, you know,
but it's
get
like,
to work at the results.
But it's like, it's sad now, though, like the music, like all these young kids, and, you know, the name is Little Zan, you know, like Little Zanibar, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They all promote pill popping, drinking, and I think it's worse than it ever been. So it's like, it's not even like having fun anymore. It's like either you don't overdose,
you're not cool.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Do you think that this is a phase? Like, do you think that real good music is gonna come back again? Like, you know, because every couple years music changes. And I know, like, early 2000s, early 90s, late 90s, music was beautiful, bro. It was all, like, love.
Oh, yeah. A lot of lyrics in.
Yeah.
Lyrics is more in depth. Now people really connect. You know, it's just interesting that, as you see, the years preceding, crime rates go up, younger age group are, you know, involved in these connectivities. You know,
yeah.
Drugs and stuff, because... And this is younger the age that by the time you're like, yo, you wasn't 15, you probably, you know, they haven't experienced something like that. Now you got 13-year-olds, you know, younger, experiencing.
Super, super young.
Yeah, experiencing these things, you know. But, you know, it's all business, you know. Mm-hmm. It's what sells, you know.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's sad because you could just have a fire bee and just say something that don't mean nothing. It's something repetitive. You have a whole bunch of sales.
Because,
you know, it's what the people like.
You know what really drives me crazy is that, now that I think about it, is like these kids' lives are ruined.
Oh, yeah.
Like, ruined. Like, they gonna be nice. They're not even nice. I don't even think their music is that good. Like, I really don't even listen to them. But what I'm trying to say is, like, they have less than a 15-minute fame.
Yeah.
And when that 5-minute fame, when it's gone, like, what are they gonna do with their lives? You know? They're tied it up entirely, their whole face. You know what I'm saying? They're doing, like, crazy amounts of drugs. Like, what? God forbid, what age these kids...
Yeah.
You know, how long are they going to live? And what are they going to do with themselves? Like, I don't know if they're going to school. Unless they're not entrepreneurs or, like, making a business, coming up with a label or something. Like, some way to make money. Like, investing with what they have now. Because if they don't invest what they're getting right now...
No, yeah, definitely.
It's over.
Like, this artist, I think, Bodak, I think? No.
Bodak Yellow? Kodak Yellow.
No,
right?
Not that one. There's another one.
Bodak? I think I know who you're talking about. I'm not sure.
He was in a couple radio stations, drinking a whole bunch of lean with slur and stuff. And I changed his name to... I already forgot the name of the artist. He's an upcoming. But the point of that message, he started realizing, you know, that, you know, he's giving a bad image to society, especially as a celebrity or as a, you know, somebody who has a mainstream followers.
Yeah.
Your voice for a whole lot of people, you know, especially you need to put out an image that, you know, inspires other, not to cause, destroy, and harm each other's lives, you know.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And that's why we should have that motive in the world, that we should inspire others and change others the way, you know, our integrity, the way our decision-making, you know, especially, you know, celebrities have a mainstream of followers, you know, and they use that platform, you know, to identify themselves and connect to the world that maybe a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah.
But just put out a positive message for those who need to hear it, and those that haven't heard it needs to hear it now.
Yeah. All right, Ronnie.
Talk to you.
We ready to do Tyler Zahn. Episode 1, Car Ride with Ronnie, Tarzan.
It's about to come.
El Presidente.
Honor boys, I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Yeah.
All right. See you later, bro.
See you.